Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Drunk Before Noon. I am one of your main hosts, Captain Sleeper, and of course we have our other main host, Whiskey Pete. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, Captain Sleeper? How you doing?
Pretty good.
Let's go ahead and introduce the other main host that we have on our show. That is Puke.
Puke? What's up?
Puke, go ahead and introduce the next main host.
Token Squared.
That's right. What's up, fellas? Hey, ladies!
And he's going to be one of our main hosts, one of our co-producers. So let's go ahead and introduce him as so. Go ahead.
Mocha Aladocious. Aladocious, baby. Say it with some emphasis.
Oh, my bad. Mocha
Aladocious.
So what's up, everybody? You know, we've been on quite a horrendous...
last two episodes?
Yeah, pretty much. So... we are going to make sure this one is good.
Hey, third time's a charm, you know what I'm saying?
Pretty much, yeah. So, you know, of course, you know, our show is about bullshit. Let's emphasize that again. Our show is literally about bullshit.
What's our show about?
Bullshit.
I think it's about bullshit.
Oh, yeah. This whole time.
Yeah, all we do is talk bullshit.
I thought we were talking about serious shit.
I thought so too.
No. Our agenda has changed to bullshit.
So, you can learn a lot from bullshit.
Pretty much, right?
I thought it was you can learn a lot from a dummy.
It's like once a train gets going with bullshit, it just doesn't stop. So that's us right there.
Well, I can take a good look at a T-bone by shoving my head up a fucking cow's ass. I'll just take the fucking butcher's word for it.
You know what's funny? That was done perfect the first time.
I really, in my head, I was fucking it up. I'm surprised it came out that good.
I was waiting for it.
I was just saying, please mess up.
I thought he said I could put his head up and ask it. That's where he's going to stop. I've seen it.
I put my head in the ass all the time, and I never met a butcher.
Well, our show is obviously about bullshit, but of course, we're ranked in TVs and movies, so...
We haven't been.
Not recently, no. But... we are trying to stay in that genre somewhat as best as we can. Who knows how we're going to do that, but we'll figure it out. So, of course, we go over our topics first. And hot topic right now is the LAPD guy.
Rambo!
I'm calling him Rambo. That's for
why?
Sure.
I'm down with Rambo. I don't understand why he's called Rambo.
Because he's fucking Rambo.
Have you ever seen Rambo?
I've seen Rambo.
No, Rambo 1.
Urban Rambo.
The first Rambo.
I've seen the first Rambo. Yeah, I've seen it. I read the book before I seen the movie.
Well, you read the book Rambo.
I read the book Rambo.
You are a dude.
Was the author Christopher Donner?
I don't remember the author's name.
It's probably Christopher Donner.
It's probably fake.
But I do remember the ending that was totally different from the actual Rambo movie.
Was the ending?
The ending is that the colonel actually kills Rambo because that's the only way he can feel like he can stop him.
Was it in Spanish and called Rambo?
Okay, well, hey, so here's a question. So the book ended on Rambo 1. That's it. There's obviously no more Rambos, right?
No, there's no more Rambos after that.
So all the rest of them was all Sly.
It was Stallone, all Sylvester Stallone riding his own shit.
Wow, he's badass.
Yeah, he is. Pretty much. Because Rambo was badass like all of them.
Well, I don't understand, but see, giving him a name.
Well, have you fucking killed like 65 motherfuckers with a 50 caliber like
gun?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well then you're not Rambo. Rambo.
I'm saying, giving this LAPD guy his respect.
That's right.
Giving this LAPD guy the title of Rambo and giving him a high status like that, what for? I don't understand it.
Well,
first Whiskey Pete, go over his background and explain to our users who are living under a rock who don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, I read his manifesto. For all of you who have it, and who do... Okay, let's just back up a few steps before I even go on. Let me explain to the people who are living under a rock who don't know what's going on. And I mean, you got to live under a big rock if you don't know what's going on. Pretty out much. Here in California...
Rambo!
There was a man who was an LAPD officer who, some shit went down. You guys go ahead, like I said, look up his manifesto, Christopher Donner, and I want to go 37 pages, so I'm not going to cover the whole thing, but pretty much he got screwed over. And what he's doing
right now... Wait. He got fucked.
Yeah, he got fucked. So what he's doing right now is he's going out for revenge. And what happened is he kind of went out stealthy at first. You know, all of a sudden two people were dead in the parking lot. You know, no one knew why. And then another two people came up dead. And then all of a sudden he releases his manifesto that, you know, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so, you know, Christopher Donner, and I am killing your family because you fucked me over, blah, 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 and you ain't going to be able to catch me until you guys tell me I'm innocent for what I did.
Have they caught him?
No.
Oh, that's right.
So, so then, and what after the manifesto, shit went crazy, and that same day he released it, he tried to go to San Diego to steal a boat. Some shit went down, didn't happen. A couple hours later, he was in Riverside, he killed two cops, I think, and he shot one in the head.
He injured one, and then
he killed one and injured two.
Oh, whatever it was, yeah.
Let's get to the real reason, because I have been hearing about this story a lot, and I get fucking irritated when I hear random motherfuckers say he lost his job, so he started killing people. It's not about that.
Yeah.
What he did is he crossed what is called the blue line.
Quotes.
Yeah, the blue line is the Brotherhood of Police, these racist, bigot motherfuckers, have a code. You know, I won't even liken it to the man code because it is totally immoral. But, you know, they don't tell on each other. And this guy witnessed some atrocities against other human beings. And when he told on these people, okay, I'm not an advocate of snitching, okay? But you gotta stand up for what's right. And as a cop, especially, you're looked to stand up for what's right.
To protect and serve, right?
Right. So he did that, and he was fired and belittled and ostracized.
Okay, sure. my question to you then, what that would be, is okay, you're saying that the police officers are a brotherhood, right?
Yeah.
Right, so there's a code.
I would say sisterhood.
Right. There's an honoring code that says don't snitch on your partner. Okay. Don't snitch on, you know, your friend or whatever. Right? The guy next to you, the guy in uniform.
It's not don't snitch, it's don't talk at all.
Well, let's just, okay, there's a code of honor, the same thing that goes for, let's say, a gang.
Because it is a tough job.
Right, sure. But there's a code of honor for a gang.
Say what you're going to say, because I already got something to say with you.
So, my thing is, like, if it works for a gang, why won't it work for a police officer?
I'll tell you why.
Gangs because you're held to a higher standard.
Because it's the ancient battle between good and evil, okay? Evil has their code of ethics, and that's kind of like one of those things. If I saw person A kill somebody and I'm in a gang, of course I'm not going to say nothing because we are the bad. Now, if you're the good, you're supposed to be ultimate good where you do not do that. You're the good. You're the good. If you are doing the bad things and you guys are equal, you guys are both evil. You know what I mean? But the thing is, it's supposed to be good versus bad. So what he was an actual good. But like that's what I was trying to say. Go read that. Read the manifesto and what Aladocious was just trying to say. You're going to see in that manifesto.
And he's not killing good people. He's killing evil motherfuckers.
All right, let's be honest, though. Okay, Whiskey P, you brought up a good point. But good versus evil. All right, but you were in the military.
Yes.
You know that there's also an unwritten code about
don't
snitch on your fucking brother.
You're right. Now, let me tell you something about the military, which is different from the police officer. The police. Let me tell you the difference. I saw your face. Okay, military is, no matter how you want to say it, we're American, we're fucking, you're supposed to be the fucking, we're supposed to do everything
America.
Right.
America.
But, fuck yeah. Yeah, that's right. Okay, but let me say something. When it comes down to war, all is fair in love and war, okay?
And all you don't is think fair. Police
but check it out. Listen to me. I'll cover cops right now.
All
right. War, we're sent out there as fighting machines to kill another country. So there is no good.
Warriors.
You can't say, both sides think they are good. So there is no good and evil in that one because both sides are kind of even on their thoughts on who's good and who's bad. Both think we're bad.
But both sides are warriors.
Yeah, so that's that. Now, when it comes to cops and policing each other, it's supposed to be policing a civilization to be good. It's
cops
supposed to be
and civilians.
It's supposed
not
to be the
warriors.
Word of pretty much the word of God being policed. That's what that is.
I know what you mean.
So that's different when you're talking about cops and warriors, totally different.
I mean, you can understand. In war, you're going to a place where every motherfucker wants to kill you. You don't know if that fucking 12-year-old kid wants to shoot you because he might have a 38 fucking special behind
him. But does that give you a reason to go out and kill every 12-year-old?
Don't go out and kill every 12-year-old.
What
but
I'm
if
saying,
you feel
though,
like your life is in danger, kill him.
Yeah, you're going offside. He's not killing
if
every
if somebody's handcuffed and they're on the ground, you don't kick them in the chest and the face until they have a seizure.
I agree.
This guy's point was proven and made legit as soon as some stupid-ass LAPD cops fired on two innocent women.
Three people.
Three people got shot at. Yep.
They shot on two cars.
Okay, I'm not...
Two women got shot, and a guy didn't get shot. So
this guy's point is proven. Okay. Cops are fucking stupid, and some of them need to be put down. And they
already try to back each other up in public.
If their sergeant is not going to fire them or discipline them, they need to be killed.
Dude, they went on TV. Because
they have the power to inflict pain on innocent people.
You're right.
They went on TV and they tried to justify it. They're fucking the head person, the chief there was like, well, they kind of thought they were in danger. Why? Because the car turned around so they could fire like fucking 75 shots.
Let's be honest about cops. Let's put this out there and be honest about cops for a second, all right?
Fuck the police.
Most cops come from high school and go straight into the police department.
Yeah.
Some come from the military background. I have a cousin who's a cop.
Who's missing on the list?
I'm not going to say who he works for, but he's a cop.
LAPD.
And he came from the military, so he has a background in that. All right, but there's some cops that come from fucking straight out of high school who've never seen action, who's always been picked on, who finally has a badge, and finally thinks they're the shit now because they have a badge. So yes, they use excessive force, and of course those guys should be punished accordingly. But it doesn't mean that some guy should go out and fucking kill their kids.
You know what's pretty cool? The manifesto, he talks about all the people from the Rodney King beatings.
They're all supervisors.
They're sitting desk jobs making twice as much money as all of us right now, sitting behind a desk.
You know what? All I'm saying is read that manifesto before you judge the guy. Okay.
There is no doubt that the system is corrupt. And if we as the people are not going to take action, I'm happy that someone out there is brave enough and bold enough and has enough heart to dedicate his life to trying to make change. Given that when he dies, ain't shit going to change. But he had the heart to stand up to it.
So, hey, he says that. Read it, because you haven't read it, Captain.
I haven't read it.
It's
delicious.
Hey,
everyone's going to die. You may die on the fucking toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
Okay, what I'm saying is... Sitting on a toilet.
He's going to die as a fucking man.
No, you got to watch that video. Sitting on a toilet.
All I'm saying is that, listen, you want to have your beef? Have your beef with the people that did it to you. Don't have your beef with the fucking innocent kids.
Well, what's better? If you piss me off, guess what I'm going to do?
You're going to kill my kid?
Before I kill you, I'm going to make your life hell. Yep.
What hurts worse?
Because when you die...
What did they do to his kids?
When you die, it's all over.
They took his family away. How? Because they...
He got fired.
You haven't read the manifesto.
And how does that affect his kids? So
you're saying... You're arguing with me. It does.
What I'm saying...
No, you haven't... You're arguing with us right now. Read the manifesto. It says on his manifesto, because of what LAPD did and disgraced his name, that his family turned their back on him, so he lost his family. So what did he do? You made me lose my family, so I'm taking your family.
Wait, so that's on his family then? That's on his family. So
how's it on his family when someone wronged him and fucked
because,
him?
Because listen, if I fucking heard that, hey, Gabriel, Captain Sleeper fucking killed 10 people, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's gonna fucking be like, no, he didn't. Like, here's the knife and here's the gun that he killed people with. She's gonna be like, she's gonna swear to her grave that no, I didn't.
Oh yeah, if his family
is
not.
What I'm saying though, if that's the point of a family, you back them up.
If his family is not righteous enough to stand up for him when he lost his job, then they're not really in their right either. Okay, if they dissed him for him losing his job and he lost his family over that shit, then they're some punks too. Okay,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
But I think it goes deeper than that. It's a whole moral dilemma. Okay, somebody needs to stand up against these evil motherfuckers, and I'm glad someone finally did.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to say. You're arguing about stuff that if you read the manifesto, that would answer your questions. Okay, that's why he's answering the questions for you. Read the manifesto.
I'm very into this type of thing.
You need to, Captain. And then most of those questions that you just asked us will be the answer for you. Okay. So now I'm going to continue with what I was going to say. Okay. You got this guy going out, you got, like I said, his manifesto, my thoughts on it. Yeah, you know, maybe it's wrong, he's out killing people, obviously, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's obvious, that's obvious, right?
Yeah, killing's bad, but, of course.
Killing is the last resort.
Okay, obviously that's bad. He says that shit on this thing, again, like I said, read the shit, you'll see what I'm saying. But as a man, as an individual who's out there with the entire police force against him, okay? They have no idea where he's at. They got over 200 cops on search on foot in the Big Bear Mountains. Looking for this guy, can't find
him. He's not there.
Yeah, he's not there.
Yeah, which further emphasizes the fact that cops are fucking useless.
Okay? And the thing is,
after the fact,
the whole thing he's trying to do right now, whether you want to say how he's doing it is wrong or right, because you're going to get both sides of the fucking argument, whoever you talk to, okay? However he's approaching it, whether, like I said, whether you're wrong or right, what he's trying to say is a statement, and that's what we should be hearing as people who are out of the situation, is his statement, okay? And what he's trying to say is what's going on is corrupt. The police force is corrupt. He has a Facebook page right now that he's not even, obviously, he's in fucking hiding, but he's a Facebook page. People writing ex-LAPD officers, all anonymous, saying fucking all their fucking bad problems. So what he did, he's accomplishing it. He says in his manifesto, he will not live to see his change happen, but he's hoping that his fucking what's going on and everything he does, he's going to come back. He's going to get some more kills. I'll tell you that right now. People are going to die more because of him. They will die because of him. But I'll tell you right now, I hope his point does get across, because what he's doing, he's dedicating
to the next generation.
Yeah. What he's trying to do, he's trying to stop corruption in the police force.
I'll give you two things, you know. First off, the chief already reopened the investigation on the whole thing that happened about, you know, his trainer that kicked the dude and
because
gave him
he
an
had
epileptic
to.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
he
had
to.
To.
Okay. And second off, hey, Puke, you've been pretty fucking quiet about this subject. Let me hear something.
Which is what I wanted to get to.
What,
agree or disagree, I'd like to go around the table right now and just ask everyone, what do you think is the point of all this? You know, where is this guy coming from, and what do you think his reason is?
That's a good question.
That's a good question, but it's pretty fucking deep.
It's really deep.
It's deep.
So who are we going to start with?
Let's start with Puke.
Let's start with Puke, since he hasn't said anything, really.
Well, I think the fucking guy is nuts, but, I mean, I can't put myself in his shoes. I mean, if someone was to take my livelihood away from me like that, he snapped. A motherfucker snapped is what happened. And obviously, LAPD's got something to hide, because this manhunt is out of control. They've got fucking 900 motherfuckers in snow gear with assault rifles walking around Big Bear looking for this guy, because they're not only are they afraid for people's lives, you know, cops' lives and all that shit, this guy's got some information that's going to get him in trouble.
You know
and
what?
That's bottom line. That's it.
You know what I thought was funny? They have all those cops that are on the list. Them and their families, they have a fucking patrol car outside of all their houses waiting in case.
And more than that, they have an actual bodyguard, a couple cops.
Let's finish this question. I got a question for you guys after that. Go ahead.
All right, nice. So...
That's it.
So we'll move it around the table.
For me, I would say I disagree with it.
It's Captain Sleeper talking.
The reason I disagree with it is because, listen, there's a right way to go about...
And what would it be?
I'm going to explain that. So there's a right way.
I'm going to stop you right now, and I'm going to call you a bitch for... I'm going to stop it because I know where he's going. I'm going to call you a bitch for even going that route, because if you had read the manifesto or looked into this at all, you would know that he tried to take the right way first.
He did.
I agree. Okay, for a certain extent. Listen.
Let him answer his question.
Yeah,
and then
for a certain extent, I agree with you. That maybe there's a lot of ways you can try to go the right way until your exhaustion is overwhelmed and you just can't take it anymore. You have to do something about it, take action, which he did. But listen, again, I don't agree with taking the police officer's kids' lives. I don't agree with that at all. All
right.
I don't understand why you have to go that route. Listen, if your beef is with me, take it out with me. Don't take it out with my kid.
I think that
you know what I'm saying.
You.
No. What I'm saying.
Of course it does.
Okay.
It's the worst.
If you get fired,
listen,
my daughter has my back. So if I get fired from something, police officer, my name's ruined. She will have my back over anything. She would say, "Daddy, you know, whatever. I don't believe it." You know what I'm saying?
That's your opinion, I'm sure.
But
there's millions out there that have your opinion. I get
right.
it.
So she would have my back. So what I'm saying is, my daughter wouldn't turn her back. Well, that's all I care about is
okay.
her eyes.
That's your individual.
I'd like to interject and relate this to a scenario that I commonly come upon.
Go ahead.
Because you're talking about they affected his kids and whatnot. Now, it reminds me of a saying I've once heard. Okay? Now, I'm a gangster, motherfucker. I have whooped some ass in my life. Right. And me and my boys whoop ass together. Now, when we come to whoop your ass, it's not about a fair fight. It's not about who's the best. It's about inflicting pain upon you. Now, if that pain comes through your children or through smashing your fucking face in an unfair way, it doesn't matter. The end justifies the means.
But how do you consider yourself a man by taking out on a kid?
She wasn't a kid.
It's not about being a man.
It's not about her being her age.
It's not about being a man. It's about hurting you.
Yeah, that's the worst.
You're hurting me. Don't get me wrong. That would devastate me.
The point is to hurt you, and I think he was very effective in that.
He was very effective, but again, as your question states, my opinion is he took the wrong approach.
Morally, he will go to hell for this, but he hurt you.
Hey, you know what?
And that was his goal.
The righteous man who sacrifices himself, self-sacrifice, will always get you to heaven, even if it's a fucking hellacious way.
That is very debatable. I am on this guy's side, but I guarantee he's going to hell.
He killed fucking innocent people.
He killed innocent. You go to hell.
He killed innocent people.
Okay, well, they say rapists, anybody, thou who repents, shall go to heaven.
Right.
So what if he's talking to God right now and saying, hey, I apologize
That's not us.
That's not our debate. So
let's go back to the original question.
Yeah, it's my turn on the original question. Squared. Anyway, so I don't even remember the original question. What was it?
The original question was, how do you feel about it, and do you think it's the right way to do it?
How do I feel about it? I'm glad somebody's standing up for him. I feel bad for the girl that died. I feel bad for all the people that died, but at the same time, I'm glad that somebody has. He has no family. He has nothing else out there. He has nothing to lose. Somebody needs to stand up because there is some bullshit going out there. I've been fucked by the police many a times.
So many a times,
exactly. So for no reason, like some shit where it was like righteous. We're fucking honest with them. We're good with them. We're cool with them. We tell them everything, and they still fuck us over. So someone needs to stand up. So I give him his props.
By fuck us over, what do you mean? I know what it is, but explain to the listeners.
What do I mean? I'm honest with them. I tell them all this shit. I'm fucking in the law. I do all this stuff. They still take me to jail. Yes, still.
And what do they put in the report?
Lies.
Bullshit. Lies.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm getting toward.
But they do. But that's the point.
And when they arrest you in California, I don't know about any other states where you people live, but what they do out here is they'll arrest you, and they'll arrest you and put the highest charge, a felony charge. Now, in California, that dictates that you have to give a DNA sample even.
I did.
Right. And a felony charge, knowing that it will be bumped down, and knowing that you didn't commit the felony charge, but they arrest you for that, you know. And this is a total hypocrisy of justice. And I'm glad that this motherfucker is killing these bastards.
I agree with you to a certain extent. They do put the highest charge on you, which is completely stupid, but in a way, I understand why they do it. It's not because of their choice. Well, it is because of their choice.
It is. Always.
I take that back.
They're bullies.
Ultimate choice.
They're bullies.
You're right. But according to the law, they have to charge you pretty much as high as they can.
No, that is not true. According to the law, they have to charge you with the actual fact of what happened. Okay?
That's totally true.
Right. Okay. So I might be wrong about that, but
you might be. You definitely are.
You definitely are. All right. Listen. What I'm saying is, I don't agree with cops.
All right. You already had your turn. My turn. My name is Whiskey P. I'm gonna answer the question because we want to move on because we'll talk about this all goddamn day.
Yeah, we will.
Do I agree with what he is doing? What does it matter if I agree? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't. Okay. Now, the fact that what he's doing, what his point is coming, fuck yeah, I'm glad he's doing that, dude. I'm glad someone's doing it because this corruption and all these agencies, and LAPD is a very strong agency. They're fucking, every fucking 90% of the movies you see LAPD fucking officer badges everywhere. You know, they're supposed to be looked upon as a fucking high force. And what he's doing, he's bringing it out. We all kind of know about it. I'm like,
almost kinda?
Everyone. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Everyone kind of knows about it. Like, I'm talking like worldwide. Mm. And, The thing is, it's like one of those things, like, do aliens exist? You know what I mean? He's just saying, yeah, they do exist kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here to tell you I saw the fucking aliens. That's kind of what he's doing with the corruption. You know what I mean? He's fucking telling
you. That's a good way to put it, actually.
Aliens.
You know what I'm saying? He's here to tell you, shit's fucking real. It's not just on movies. It's not just what your fucking friends say. I've been there, done that, blah, blah, blah. This is what's going on. What he's doing, some people will say, oh, it's fucking stupid. He's killing fucking kids. Well, check it out. You know what I mean? It is stupid that he's killing fucking kids and shit. But the fact is, that might be what it takes for the point to be
You're all looking across. At it now. Everyone's looking
you know
at it.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a question.
What?
If you've seen this fool up the street, just walking on the street, what are you going to do? Just let him go? Or are you going to call? Or are you going to stop him? What are you
I'm going to give him a beer.
That's a good question.
I'm not I would call the cops and turn his ass in. I would.
No, I'm not going to talk to him because he might kill your ass.
You know what?
Right, but what would you
if
do?
If I saw this fool walking down the street, I don't know what I would do, dude. It would be one of those
things. What would you do?
I would leave him be.
Think about it real quick.
In fact, if I saw anybody calling the cops on him, I would smack their motherfucking cell phone out their hand.
We don't talk to police.
You know why? You know why I can't answer that question, Puke? Let me tell you why I can't answer that question. This goes back to Iraq again. You know how many motherfuckers I sat around a room just like how we're talking now? And we get to, if I was a C, I would shoot the motherfucker. I would be the first one. I'd be leading the force. Shots get fired. They're a little bitch shitting their pants behind the fucking truck. All right?
And guess you know what? I'm saying? This nigga obviously has help.
Okay, so check it out. I cannot tell you what I would do if I saw this guy walking down the street. Because what I'd say is not what would happen. Just like motherfuckers who say, oh, if we're good in this fight, I'm going to knock this fool out, or I'm going to shoot this motherfucker the first smoke. Because guess what? That shit ain't going to happen in real life.
Yeah.
You'll know what happens in real life when it happens.
That's good.
Because some people, sometimes the quiet motherfuckers, how I was quiet, and the first guy to get a fucking kill in my platoon, I was the quietest motherfucker in there. Versus all these motherfuckers who said, well, when shit goes down, I'm going to be the first guy to fucking stand. Those are the guys who shit their pants and got behind me.
Mocha Aladocious here. I'm a guest, okay? And I hate to keep interrupting and taking the spotlight, but I feel very strong about this situation. I have a lot of opinions. I could go on about this forever, okay? But I'm going to tell you, if you saw this guy on the street, he's obviously not in his right mind. Because we all want to kill and you know, so act out upon our feelings, all right? But I have thought about this actual question. If I saw him on the street, would I help him? Now, he is in such an ill state that he's against all evil. And he even said in his manifesto, if I see you helping the police in any way, I will kill you also. So you're in dead. My mind, you're dead, I'm Pugh. Saying that if I try to help him, he might think that I'm evil in some way. You're trying to help me do wrong? You're wrong, and he may kill me. You just don't fucking know. I would advise stay away from this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Don't call the police on him. That's the best help you can give him if you're a fan.
If you're a fan of him,
yes.
Don't call the police on him.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of him.
I'm a fan of him.
So, question here for everybody. Are they going to catch him? Or is he going to go out fucking blasting?
He's going to go out blasting.
Oh, well, yeah, but they'll catch him.
How many more people is he going to kill before they catch him?
I'm saying three.
I say at least one more. You never know.
Oh.
At least one more.
Let's go. Let's throw some odds out there. I'm saying, I'm going to start with me. I'm going to ask everybody.
What's the over-under on this?
What's the over-under?
Whiskey P. And I'm going to say three. Three is my number.
Oh, I like it.
Okay. And I'm going to go and go with you, Token.
I'm going to say over. I got to go over.
Oh, we're gonna over under. The over-under's on three?
Dude, this is Rambo. I got a question.
Okay, the over-under's three. We're going to go to over-under.
Let's set the over-under at four.
Does his own life count as a life in the over-under?
No.
No. Okay, I'm still going over.
Because he's
going
to go out one way or the other, whether it's him getting shot.
He will die.
He will die.
So no on his own life. Yeah. So no being his own life, you're saying the over-under is four?
We'll say four.
I'm going to go with the under.
Okay. Oh, I'm going over.
No, you know what? I'm going to go with the four.
You can go even.
Yeah.
Split it, huh?
Oh, that must pay some serious money.
I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go over
two. Over two, wow. I'm going to go
over. Over four is the number.
I'm going to go under.
I'm going to say over two because he's packing some heat. And when it finally does come down,
he's blasting these six cops.
Yeah, I'm going to say, whatever cop finds him, probably going to die. Hopefully he radios it in time. And then a bunch of motherfuckers are going to show up, and a couple of them are going to die before they get him. Or the crazy motherfucker is going to disguise himself and just show up on a suicide mission and dump a bunch of bullets on something that he has strong feelings about.
If the over-under is 4, very easy to match. If you call this guy up right now and tell him, hey, buddy, your over-under is 4, oh, easy.
Okay. Easy to get. Well, I'm going to go with even. I'm going to go straight 4. He's going to get the 4.
4 kills is easy.
What do you think?
Over, I say over.
Over. Al Joseph says over.
I don't think he's going to get more than 1 right now.
So what are you saying? Under?
Under.
Okay, Where do you think he is?
That's honestly,
I'm saying sleeping at home in his own bed. Because they ain't looking there.
Honestly, I think he's in Orange County.
And how many accomplices does he have?
A lot.
I don't care about accomplices.
Okay. I promise you he has a lot of
over, accomplishments.
Over.
Over. Over. Way 4. Token?
I said over already.
All right. We got it.
I see an assault rifle jacking up at least 6 people.
All right.
Listen, at least 6 cops.
We're done. We're done with this. We got the over under. We're going to end it on that because we talk about this forever. So we're stopping it now. We seriously can.
So our next topic
That's why it's such a good topic.
It is a really good topic.
It's already been over 30 minutes.
One more time.
Thank you,
Rambo!
All right. So let's move on to our next
topic. Power to the people.
What's been going on with our podcast? It's been sucking lately.
It just got good.
No, it really has. We have to address this. We have to address it. We just been doing stupid shit.
All right, check it out. I'll tell you what's up with that. We fucked up. Oh, well, big deal. We're not that bad. Anyway, next subject.
That topic is easy.
February 14th, Valentine's Day.
That's a topic?
That's a topic.
Oh, my goodness. I got a better topic.
What are you getting your boy?
How soon?
you know what I'm getting my girl? A dick in a box.
I was gonna say that. But you know what I'm going to get mine for real? Pair of slippers and a dildo. She doesn't like the slippers. She can go fuck herself.
That's right, bro.
I was legitimately gonna get mine a dick in a butt, but
but you saw how good that worked out last time.
Whose butt?
Sleeper.
Hey, I said my piece. I'm gonna end it there.
What about that you, Aladosius?
Captain.
Oh, he's getting slippers and a dildo too. He likes
That's for me.
And he always hates for her? Slippers.
I don't know. All right, what are you getting, Captain?
I don't have any significant other.
Oh, well.
Come on.
Hey, all you ladies out there, Captain don't have a significant other, so.
But I used to get my ex.
If you have any boyfriends or brothers that he can fucking hook up with, go ahead and send us their emails.
What I used to get my ex was something that I like. So,
dildos.
That is true. That's
Let's
true.
Just say, like, I like if I like
edible condoms.
If I like a certain video game, I would get that video game. I'd be like, "Here's your gift," and she'd be like, "I don't want this shit." It's like, "All right, I guess we have to keep it then."
Yeah, so why, you know, it's always,
but it's always something you like. You know,
that's real smart. If you're 14,
well, I'm saying you get something that you like, so she doesn't like it.
You're a chew, but
keep it.
What about exactly? Aladosis, what are you getting?
Man, I'm just gonna take my lady out, you know.
That's something.
Take her out of the town. Aww. We don't get to do that often.
That's cute. All
right, what about you, Token Squared?
I already said a dick in a box.
Dick in a box.
Minus the box. I don't know.
Must be a small ass box. Yeah.
That's right, because the dick's gonna stick out the top.
Real fucking small. Right?
It's a fucking cardboard.
Any box is small compared to this.
Here's the thing. This is how stupid that subject was. They listen to this show, so they would know the real answers. So we're not gonna say the real answers, you idiot.
That's a good point. I'll tell you, it's not gonna be $100.
Now let's talk about
dozen.
You
want to
talk about fucking that day? Let's go ahead and talk about it. Let's talk about how stupid that day is.
A day is
this day. You know, no, let me say, it's a good day for doing it. It's a good day for high school kids to get their first blows. You know what I'm saying? That's blowjob for all of you guys.
Let's get some blowjobs. If you don't know what a ZJ is, you can't afford it.
So
that's right.
Yeah, it's a good day for a blowjob. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's an easy date. You know what I'm saying? It's good out there. But let's be honest. It really is a made-up holiday. Everyone knows. Fucking Hallmark or some shit made that shit up. Fucking, It's the day where a dozen roses usually cost $8, cost $57, which I don't understand that at all.
Unless you steal them from the cemetery.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? What, all this, yeah. What if you're just trying to buy your grandpa's
roses? They throw them away anyway.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
What I'm saying is, they jack up the prices of everything, which I really think should be illegal somehow. For reals.
Yeah, that is price gouging. Yeah.
And again, relates back to
the police. The police. Rambo.
I thought Obama was going to handle the real issues.
Yeah,
he did not.
Yeah, but really though, Valentine. You know.
Hey, time out. It's all about assault rifles right now. Anyway.
Yeah, assault rifles.
But the fact is, handguns kill more people than anything.
That's true.
That is by the book.
I think cancer does.
No, so are we talking about weapons, Dick?
Are we talking about the Valentine's Day fucking...
We're talking about Valentine's Day.
No, we're talking about assault rifles.
I thought it was the Valentine...
I feel strongly about this.
Okay, so we're not talking about the massacre of Valentine's Day. We're not actual... Like I said...
Which happened.
Yeah, it did happen.
In history, at least once.
Hey, look that up. That's actually a good story. Yeah, you know, that's really all Valentine's Day is, dude. It's a day that fucking all these... Like the flower shops, the card shops... These motherfuckers, they make their Christmas.
That's their nuts.
You know what I'm saying?
It's their money they can make for the rest of the
they
year.
They fucking bank on that day, and which is bullshit because, think about it, a lot of people are not buying flowers now because they are so fucking expensive. All these fucking deals that are going out for like $19.99 now, which is still double the price what they normally be on flowers, and they're getting killings right now. So all these motherfuckers, dude, I wish I owned a flower shop because... I would sell my flowers at $30 a fucking dozen on Valentine's Day and just cut everyone's throat on Valentine's Day and still beat everyone else.
And I don't want to be a dick here, but I'm going to say it's the American way. Because let's say there's some people out there who work certain jobs and they motherfucking, they out there, they work hard, right? But we know goddamn well it don't cost that much to do this.
Yeah.
Let's take Caltrans, for example. You see him out there all the goddamn time.
Holding up shovels and shit?
Just doing fucking nothing. All right? And they make bank.
I resemble that remark.
Right. Exactly. And it's the American way. If people will pay for it, I am not gonna
argue with it.
Wrong you for making your money.
You know what?
Do your thing.
It's funny. I have to go off of Caltrans because Caltrans, I know what you're saying. I've driven by them a million times and I really never see anything. Well, I do often work off the side of the road, you know, all the time. And there'll be a time where...
You hold your finger up and...
You know what I'm saying?
Put some finger out, you know?
Hey, I'm wearing my small shorts and shit, you know? Your mom's my best customer, so I don't know why.
That's the fuck ever.
Anyway.
She's hot.
She's a good one.
Hey, honestly, I don't... I get excited when she comes out.
Fuck up and continue.
Hey, because your sister gets involved and she gets crazy.
Your
sister swallows, but your mom doesn't. So I don't know where your sister learned it from.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those things.
Probably his brother. Probably him.
Right, often you work on the side of the road. And I remember every once in a while, and this happens probably... I've been doing this job for a good number of years now. And three times, I remember all three times... Where we're working hard and like we stop for a second or we got a delay and we're waiting and we stop for one, we'll sit down and people will come by, Caltrans! And I just start laughing. I'm like, oh my god, that's how bad Caltrans is. If we stop working for 1 second, everyone assumes that we are Caltrans. And that's my Caltrans story.
I'll give you props, you work your ass off, but. $75 a dozen. I bought a dozen roses from fucking Walmart for $8.
That's how much they usually
are. 2 months ago. $8.
I'm trying to buy that same dozen in about a week.
Fuck that.
Supply and demand, baby.
I told you. It's a dick in a box. I told you.
I don't understand the point of roses anyways. They fucking die like after like 3 days.
That's the point.
Yeah, it's...
That is the point.
You spend $30, $30, $40.
Again, this is why you're... Single.
I bought roses before, and she didn't like
it's
them. She was
the
like,
point,
why the fuck
dude.
She, roses?
She was nothing like, why did you buy me a dildo?
They're beautiful. they're beautiful for a minute. Thank you for buying them.
Well,
that's
you know
it.
What? This is what that's I feel. It. Valentine's Day is like, you know, I mean, obviously now we got all these gays and lesbians out there, and we got to fucking change shit around.
Oh,
but,
no, no,
you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying, like, for the most part, Valentine's Day is about the dude going all out for the chick, right?
Yeah, what is it? Right? What do I get for my chick?
Why don't we have a Valentine's Day where the chick goes all out for us once in a while?
I'll tell you why. It's because we end up buying it ourselves because we're the ones
that No.
Anyways.
Like a Sadie Hawkins Day. We should have a fucking Sadie Hawkins. You know how we have a dance?
Yeah, yeah.
We should have a Sadie Hawkins Day.
Again.
Where the chick takes us out.
Again.
And fucking we can get drunk. Which, I mean, we're going to do it anyway. But I'm saying. I'm saying it's allowed that it's supposed to be. They buy us like. Instead of fucking a dozen flowers, they buy us a dozen steaks. You know what I'm saying?
Because
football season tickets. You know what I mean? Like, some cool shit. And I know what you're arguing. You want to be all feminist, so we're not going to listen to you. We're not even going to let you answer
just
your question.
Just because you want your dozen roses, motherfucker.
Matter of fact, turn his mic off.
I'm being
turn his mic. Can we do that?
Opposite.
Someone just duct tape his ass right now. Because we don't want to listen to his foot. To the men in the room.
I'm being the exact opposite.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the men in the room. Can we have a Sadie Hawkins Day? Obama, you got some shit going on right now, dog. Yeah, I know, right now, it's your month, you know.
We'll never let that happen.
Sadie Hawkins Day. Put that shit in the calendar.
It's your month. Now.
Let me finish what I was saying now, dickhead. It's because, guess who would be buying it anyways?
Okay, well, how do I...
You'd be buying it for yourself.
Why do we call
your money?
Why isn't it just Bloge Day, and you just bloge me all day?
Yeah, Bloge Day.
That would be
all
better.
Fucking
See?
Day.
Hey,
it's not your money, but
it don't matter.
Shit.
I don't know where my fucking money goes.
Yeah,
it don't matter. The fact is, that money's going to be spent either way. Why not it be spent on something I want? So, you're an idiot.
No, that's... How's that... You're buying it for yourself.
Just because you're the one giving blowjobs on Bloge Day does not fucking mean everything.
Does not mean. Yeah.
Let's go to the next subject.
Next subject, please.
Valentine's Day is gone. This is as fast as it got here. So.
Fuck that.
Hey, and just so you guys know, me and my lady are going out the day after Valentine's Day on a Friday.
When is it cheaper?
I heard that.
That shit's happening.
I'm waiting until March 14th.
That's right.
You thought I forgot? I waited.
It's better now.
Let it marinate.
It's warmer.
Let it marinate.
All this time you were pissed, I was laughing on the inside because I knew. Next month, it's just going down.
I want to talk about the Super Bowl. Let's talk about the Super Bowl. What happened on the Super Bowl?
I was half right.
The podcast was half right, actually.
Yeah. My under was way off.
Yeah, you were totally not even there. So anyway,
did you expect to see all the records that were broken, like in the Super Bowl, ever been in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, like the lights being off for that amount of time.
That's one of
that
them.
Record got broke for sure.
No, it was the longest what. Punt return ever?
No,
it was
kickoff return.
It's the longest kept in the Super Bowl, that's true, but not ever.
Well, it was tied forever.
It was 109.
It actually
right?
was the longest ever until they took it to 108. Now it's tied.
I thought Cromartie got 109.
No,
it was 108.
It was 108.
Whichever the current record was 108.
It's 108. Yeah.
So it's tied with it, but it is, I believe it was the longest in the
Super Bowl for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before that, it was like 80 something.
What's funny, though, is. They can find a record for anything. They're like, it was the first snap at 3:23 in the third quarter.
Yeah,
well, it's like Kaepernick got the
mean?
First interception ever in Super Bowl 49 history.
You know,
yeah.
There's a record for
let's
anything.
Let's go on one by one, though. Let's say with Puke. What did you like about the Super Bowl? What didn't
you
like
what?
About
the
Super Bowl?
It was a damn good football game. The lights getting turned off in the third quarter was a total momentum swing. I hated it. The Ravens, like I said, I really thought the Ravens were going to come out on top, not only beat the point spread, but win the game.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. Now, I didn't quite expect to see so many points being scored. But then again, I go back to the momentum swing. I don't think that many points would have been scored if the lights never got turned off. I think the Ravens had them on their fucking heels, and they just weren't going to fucking come anymore. And when that fucking lights went out, the fucking coach had plenty of time to talk. They got resting. A lot of shit happened, and they came back and scored some points. So I fucking feel like that was a little bit of bullshit. But other than that, I was pretty happy with the whole come. I mean, I don't care about either of those teams personally, and it worked out exactly how I thought it would, except for the over-under not being correct.
So you do think the lights affected the team?
Oh,
are you fucking kidding me?
Well, they obviously you didn't watch the game.
Yeah,
they came back hard after that.
17 unanswered points in 4 minutes.
Yeah, right? That's bullshit. I was asking a question before you criticized. I was just asking a question.
Asking him?
All right, go ahead,
Aladocious. It is debatable because San Francisco is a second-half team. Now, if they could be a all-game team, they would kill everything.
Yeah, right.
But what's more motherfucking controversial is the call.
Which call?
Which call?
You mean the non-call?
The non-call.
Okay, well...
Let him go. The non-call, I'll go over with everybody that doesn't know. We're on with the 10, 12.
It was actually like the 6, and it was 4th and goal.
Fourth and goal. They go for it. San Francisco is going for a touchdown to tie or win the game.
They were 8 points down, so they'd have to get a 2-point conversion.
Yeah, and also, not to interrupt you, but if San Francisco scores this touchdown and gets a 2-point conversion, I'm going to win $45,000 to split with 3 other people. That would have put the score at 28-28. Oh, I was a little upset about it.
So the thing is, there was obvious pass interference / holding. We don't know if it's on the defense or the offense, but there was a bunch of contact made. Now, the rule is... within the first 5 yards of the scrimmage line, you're allowed to have contact.
Yeah, you're allowed to
bump. And during the replays and everything, it was obviously 10 to 12 yards after that. And, you know, there's contact being made. They didn't call it because, you know, who knows why. They figured this is the type of game it is or whatever. They didn't know if it's on the defense, if it's on the offense. I don't care who it's on.
Just make a call.
Just make a call, because there's obvious contact being made. And if you don't make the call, you're in the wrong. I mean, come on.
Okay.
So what should have happened is they make the call, and it should be mutual penalties. Holding on the defense, you know what I'm saying?
Penalties offset.
Pass interference, offensive pass interference, penalties offset.
Replay the down.
Do you know what that means?
Replay the down.
Thank you, Token.
Replay the down.
And who knows what would have happened there, you know?
Okay, the question is too, what did you like and what didn't you like about Super Bowl as well?
What I did like is my baby girl, Alicia Keys, tearing it up.
Was that in the beginning?
Is that fat, nasty Beyonce.
I was saying Beyonce. Was
you
horrible.
Didn't like Beyonce?
Did you?
Anybody that does like Beyonce. For the most part,
I can't stand her fucking
is
husband.
Is just
either.
A bigot.
I don't like her husband.
I like her because she plays good music. Bullshit. Alright?
She does not. She's a slut.
She looks like a manatee.
What? Did you know? Beyonce, dude, I'll put it like this right here. Beyonce, she has a documentary out there when she was with Destiny's Child that said, "My mom makes all our outfits, she makes sure they're not slutty." Did you see what she was wearing? It was like half fucking lace up the side. It was slutty. You know what I mean?
Well,
anyway.
The Beyonce bodysuit is a factor now.
Anyway, yeah, of course.
All right, let's
go. Can I go to what I did and didn't like?
Well, let's go. We're going to go.
Okay,
whiskey
go.
Pee.
We'll go in them order.
Yeah,
we'll whiskey go. Pee. Whiskey pee.
I like that I won a lot of money.
I fucking love that too. Whiskey pee was balling.
Well, let's elaborate. Who did you bet on? How did you win this money?
It was just a pool. It was a pool.
So you hit the score?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so
wow.
That got me some money.
Was it after the safety?
No.
No one ever knows about the safety.
I called that safety.
I did too. Hey, did I not call the safety?
But, hey, check it out. So, yeah, I won some money off the pool. I won 3 straight up bets, so I did pretty good. You know what I mean? Now, if you guys listen to the podcast... last week, another bad one that we did, but myself and Token Squared predicted that. You should have went off of our bets if you guys did make some bets. Not so much off Aladocious and Captain, because they were wrong. But
of course.
But we were right. So that's all I got to say. I liked that. What I didn't like is obviously the lights going out, because honestly, I think Baltimore, like Puke was saying, would have... ran away with it, but at the same time,
they had the momentum.
Yeah,
it was right after a kick return.
Like I say, I didn't like, but I liked I liked the fact that it was a good game. So it's hard for me to say I didn't like this, but the fact is, the Baltimore had the game, and like a real game being played, Baltimore should have just ran away with the game, like they should have, and that, well, you know, like real time kind of shit. They should have had their amazing game, but the fact is, at least the game ended the way it did. Because if 49ers would have won, then that would have been a whole different story. That would have been like, what the fuck? But it all ended well, so it is what it is, and that's what I liked about it.
Awesome game, though. Oh, both really? Teams can hold their head high.
I don't agree with MVP pick, though. I think Anquan Boldin totally deserved the MVP.
Fuck, yeah, that's game. My boy since Arizona.
Okay. All right, Token Square, it's your turn.
What'd you say?
He played Anquan Boldin. Come on, the receiver. Arizona, the receiver?
From but Arizona? You gotta. No. It's almost Anquan like is I'll relate this he back was in
Arizona. From Arizona. Oh. That's where he played his rookie season for six seasons. Arizona, the Cardinals. Thank you very much. Anyway,
I'll relate it back to Christopher J. Dorner. Okay, because the quarterback always gets the credit. Sick of this shit, nigga. All
right. Anyway, it's my turn.
What did I like? Go ahead.
I liked that Baltimore came out and started spanking the fuck out of him. I hated that the lights went out, but that's not what I liked or I did not like the most. What I did not like the most is that Kaepernick played like a bitch until the third quarter and the lights went out. Exactly.
Hey,
lights went out.
How come we're not? How come no one's mentioned the fact the lights went out in Candlestick when the 49ers were losing the other game and they took the lights out?
Yeah, then
I didn't even know about that.
It wasn't my turn. That's why
Christopher Dunner.
It wasn't my turn.
Dunner did that shit.
That's who it is.
That's why we haven't mentioned it.
And just to counteract, I want to talk about Aladosius's point about the no call there. How many pass interference calls were there in that game before that?
There were a few.
None. No, there was two. Two in the whole game, and I saw a shit ton.
Well, you know what? That's good because they're letting them play.
Exactly. So you can't like let them play the whole game and then have two and then call one in the last 2 minutes. And if you did, you have to do what he said. Call a holding, and it was offensive interference because he put it off in a motherfucker. So you would have to call offsetting. You can't.
You know which one really upset me a little bit, too? Is when they called the penalty for roughing the kicker.
Yeah, that was bullshit because he roughed the fuck out of him, dude.
You can't call 5 yard fuck. Don't give me these fucking partial penalties when it's a full blown penalty. Yeah.
But this motherfucker Akers been fucking up all year. I'm not so much a Frisco fan, okay? Because at the beginning of the season, I'm going to tell you,
Akers, hey, I liked
Baltimore. I liked Chicago. I liked Frisco.
The record this year.
All right.
Well,
but Akers has been
this year.
Fucking up.
But he missed fucking half his field goals.
That's because Sebastian Janikowski hasn't attempted one longer than that.
Right. And he's the man. But Akers is a great fucking kicker. He's just getting old, apparently.
Yeah, he's what, 56?
I don't know.
How long can he kick, Akers?
He holds the record.
He's tied. Detroit Lions kicker
holds the record.
Oh, yeah.
Janikowski. For longest field goal. Tied or not.
Three people have it.
Right. But he is one of them, and he holds it.
And all three of them can kick a further one than that.
It's Akers can't.
They
Akers
just haven't in
no,
Akers, game play.
Akers barely
hit the fuck out. Here's the thing: it bounced off that right, and then barely went over.
Yeah. Right.
He's the weakest one out of the three.
Janikowski was
three,
good for 10
but they are
yards.
All fucking superhumans.
Yeah.
But the Detroit Lions kicker is the oldest person in the NFL.
Yeah. We don't care about that.
Wow. Jason Hicks.
Well,
only you care about
next subject.
That's why they were in the playoffs. Oh, wait.
They will be.
Well, he can have some Viagra when he gains 20 years.
I'm going to disagree. Rogues. So, Cap Sleeper, I'm going to disagree with you guys. My favorite part was when the lights
went out. What a surprise.
Out.
Because
you understood what was going on. Well, I know what's going on. The lights went out. I got it. Guys, the lights went out, bro. The lights went out.
He was still bootyless.
Funny thing is, I was watching it with Captain Sleeper, and as soon as the lights got cut out, all of a sudden his pants were down and he's bent over. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I know what you're going to do here. I got this situation.
Oh, lights are out again? Damn, I got to get naked?
Is that time? No, it's because I wanted to see how the 49ers were going to react to that.
It was a good game.
Because it wasn't about the Ravens at that time. The Ravens were going to win it regardless. They were killing them. I wanted to see if that gave enough time to the 49ers to come up with a game plan.
And it did.
It did. It really did. So I want. That's why it's my favorite part of the Super Bowl.
It was the game plan I was talking about with fucking Aladosius here.
A miracle.
No, Kaepernick has to start running the football like he did the third series of the game.
Yeah.
He has to make them respect his run so they can't just play the pass.
I agree.
I said it a long time ago over here. Eventually, Kaepernick will see the fear. Someone will put the fear in him.
He was pussy.
And in the first half of the Super Bowl, for the first time ever, I saw the fear on his face. But the second half, he had a totally different facial expression. He was pushing. And that's my point.
Well, it could be nerves.
No.
It could be.
He is inexperienced. As good as he is, he's inexperienced, and the fear got to him half.
Hey, I said it before the fucking Super Bowl, too. I said, look, the Ravens will win this football game because of this, and defenses win Super Bowls, and Kaepernick will not be able to run.
I don't agree with that, because San Francisco has an equally as good defense.
Actually, they
that throws that out.
Statistically better.
No, understandable. But Flacco is a fucking badass, and if you looked at his weapons...
He's not a badass. No, are you kidding? He's an average quarterback.
Flacco is the greatest playoff fucking quarterback ever.
That's exactly what it is. Ever. That's what it is. I told you guys before. Kaepernick makes mistakes. Flacco does not. Kaepernick threw an interception.
Not making mistakes is a fucking sign of a great quarterback.
Exactly.
No, it's not.
It is. If you see no one open on third down and you throw it away to make a punt, that's a way better quarterback than the guy
because my idea of a quarterback, okay? I'm sick of the classic NFL white quarterback, we'll say. Because they want them to stand back there and pass and do this.
Is Kaepernick
and stay
white?
Back there. Hold on, not Kaepernick. And stay back there for 15, 20 years and retire. I don't want to see that anymore. I want to see the guy who runs and guns, who gives it his all. And when he's done in 2 years because he got hurt, fine. We'll pull the next motherfucker. Because guess what? We got a billion motherfuckers on this planet.
RG3!
And some of them are badass.
All right, so...
Drew Brees, he's a fucking white, basic white quarterback, but he's not just... Stand back there and throw. He's out of the pocket.
Right. And
he's jiving.
Did
he
win the Super Bowl
this year? Peyton
Manning,
too.
No, fuck him.
But you're talking about Peyton Manning, too, as well. Man.
Peyton Manning's weak.
He's...
Yeah, he's fucking weak.
Well, tell him Brett Favre. He's throwing 10-yard passes and the lead blocker.
And he's weak.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And he's weak.
No.
Can he run the ball?
Can he
take a hit? Is he the leader of the team?
Time
out. The quarterback has to be the baddest motherfucker.
Can he take a hit? Brett Favre can hit better than anyone.
Real hit.
You're talking Brett Favre.
A real hit.
But timeout. Brett Favre, he's got a lot of records.
When's the last time you saw him truck someone?
Well, it's in the last year he played.
Okay.
Yeah, when he's on
he
the bike.
Never trucked nobody.
Are you kidding me?
Time
out. Are you doing a 10-yard pass? You doing a 10-yard pass?
Brett Favre never trucked nobody.
Are you fucking kidding me? You're lying right
get
now.
Get out screaming.
Yeah. Hey, he threw a 10-yard pass, came out, fucking trucked the dude.
So you guys are talking all this Brett Favre shit. You guys know one of the best Brett Favre's records that he holds? Most interceptions out of any quarterback ever.
And
thank
most
you very
yards
much.
Ever. And most receptions ever.
That happens when you throw it up every fucking time. Ooh, to the end zone. Ooh, to the end zone. Ooh, to the end zone. Yeah.
My point was on that statement was that saying, hey, 49ers had their opportunity right there when the lights went out to come up with a game plan to say, Kaepernick came up with, decided to change the way he was playing the first half and came out in the second half a way different quarterback. That if he would have been playing the same way he would have been playing in the second quarter, I guarantee you they would have had a different result. Right.
Quick question, real quick.
I didn't finish my...
Quick question. Will San Francisco be back next year?
Playoffs or Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
No.
You know?
I would say
no. No from Puke. No from Sleeper.
Super Bowl, I'm a big fan, but no.
Yep.
No from Maledocious.
NFC, yeah.
No, they'll be in the playoffs.
Whiskey P
the
says
Lions
no.
Will be in the Super Bowl.
Whiskey P says yes.
Lions. Oh, wait, Whiskey P says yes. My bad. All right, I say no. So we got four no's, one yes. Next topic.
Now wait.
Boom.
What about the Ravens?
We're
Ravens?
Done.
No. No.
No.
No.
No.
Not Ray Lewis.
The
no.
Ravens are fucking stronger than you guys can ever fucking believe.
They're
not that
strong,
Ray Lewis
no.
is gone, though.
The Ravens got
no.
such young talent.
Ray Lewis
team.
Only had three Flacco, fucking tackles.
I'm going to go on a limb, and I'm going to say maybe not the Super Bowl, but they'll be in the AFC
Super
Championship.
Bowl is the answer.
Super Bowl is the question.
Super Bowl was the question.
I
want to
see what happens with the Patriots.
Something extra. Okay,
no,
because
Patriots won't
right
be
now,
there.
I said
Broncos,
I went against my team, Frisco. I'm a Raider fan, okay?
Broncos.
I like Frisco this year because my lady likes Frisco, all right? So, and I can see the appeal
it. We don't want to hear all the bullshit.
But check it out. They had some new shit. They brought some new shit to the table. But what always happens is people learn. They will adapt to this new pistol offense, okay?
Okay.
With the Ravens, that is an old fucking story. All right? They got there through power and muscle, But we got your number. They're not going to win the Super Bowl again.
Not if they're going to win. Are they going to be there? Back.
They're not going to be there.
Ravens won't be there.
Both teams will be in the playoffs.
No. In the playoffs, yes. I think that's a big Denver picture. Will be there, not the Ravens.
I say Ravens won't be there. I agree with Token Squared. Denver.
I don't think Denver will be there. I'll say, you know what?
All right, fuck next subject. Come on. No more football. This is
not
over.
A sports show.
Shit's over.
Kaepernick, not a sports show.
Kaepernick's the next Matt Castle.
Let's believe it or not, this is a
shit's over. Yeah, go.
An entertainment show about movies.
What did we watch this week?
What did we watch this week? I watched Gangster Squad.
What did you think?
What did you think about that movie?
I watched Your Mom Suck His Dick.
And then I thought it was okay. I didn't.
Your mom sucking his dick.
No, we're talking about Gangster Squad.
Oh, okay. It was pretty gangster. It was pretty gangster.
She did take on a whole squad.
Anyways.
Next.
So, go ahead. Give us a review on Gangster Squad. Give us what you thought about it.
So, Gangster Squad.
Give us what it's about.
Gangster Squad is... what I got from it so far was...
It's about a squad full of gangsters?
Squad full of gangsters who were bad.
What's his name? Mickey Washington something?
Mickey something, I forgot, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And a squad of gangsters who were good. They were just competing against each other.
No, they were basically cops that said, hey, we're going to go out and kill them.
That's why they were good.
Rambo!
Anyway, so Sean Penn, I think, is a great actor, and I think he's the only one in the movie who's memorable. Everybody else... you forget him after you see him, pretty much.
All right.
So I would give it, out of 12 beer cans, I would say about a 4.5.
Wow, that's very low.
That is low because I don't agree with it. You know, I don't like the movie.
Pukish.
Didn't see it.
What movie did you see, though? Any movie.
I've been sick at home all week with pneumonia.
And so you watched how many movies?
I watched a shitload of movies.
What's the best one you watched?
Best movie I watched this weekend? Well, let's see. Damn, that's a good question, because I watched a lot of movies that I had already seen.
Oh, no, what's the best one you watched that you hadn't already seen, then?
Well, let's go with anyone.
Oh, no, because he's going to throw something out there like Grandma's Boy or something.
No, I wasn't going to say Grandma's Boy, but... all right, that's why I didn't make my fucking list, all right? Because it's my fucking list.
All right, no. So anyway.
No, I watched the season 2 of Boardwalk Empire, which I really liked, which was a whole fucking...
We said movies, dude!
No, we'll give him that.
Give him more.
I spent fucking 12 hours watching the fucking show.
I watched some badass porn.
I watched Boardwalk Empire. Talk about it. Let's go ahead.
Season 2. It was pretty good. Man, the movies I watched all kind of sucked, to tell you the truth. I watched one called Nailbiter. It was fucking stupid.
What's the best of the shitty ones you watched, then?
Yeah, best of shitty. That's a good
one. Goddamn, dude. I wish I would have known we were going to say this.
Yeah, who would have thought? Which
one just pops out in your brain right now?
Podcast about movies.
Like, A, B, C, what fucking letter did I stop on when I watched it?
Let's skip it. I've got a movie on the throw out there. All right, I got the Netflix movie on there.
Okay.
Love It to Death. It's called Timer. Check it out.
Timer, huh?
Explain what the movie's about.
Okay, I'll try to give a brief explanation because it's pretty sci-fi, romantic, independent film. Basically, when you're young...
Sci-fi, romantic, independent film? Right. That is the craziest category I have ever heard of.
Damn right, that's why I love it.
That's what it's under Netflix, sci-fi, romantic.
Well, you can try that.
International play.
That's what you said.
It'll be one movie.
It'll only get one movie.
That's a movie. And what category can I find Tyler in? International comedy, romantic, sci-fi.
Bored.
/ snuff film.
No, right, no stuffs in there.
Explain.
Okay, it's cool. I liked it because... it's about a sci-fi futuristic scenario where, just as children, I'm a male, I got my ear pierced, it was like a significant time in your life, right? And just like, I have daughters, pierce their ears young, right? So basically in the future, you get a bracelet, bam, put on your wrist, and it tells you
when you're going to die.
What's no. that timer? What's
you can buy more time, right?
It that's tells stupid. You. Yeah. Shut up.
Is Justin Timberlake in this?
No, your mother was in it.
No, come on.
It tells you when you will fall in love, when you will meet your soulmate.
That's, this is different.
Right? It's a bracelet, bam, put on you.
I call some it a ripoff.
Some people, okay, the thing, it breaks down because I like this movie because it shows all scenarios. Because in a real world, some people will accept the timer on their wrist, some won't, you know? And it explains all of these different avenues, okay? Because some people accept it, they meet their true love, some people don't, and they liked that type of meeting people with true love. Even other people go ahead and go out and get fake timers to trick people into, you know, because some people, if you don't have a timer, they want nothing to do with you. You're weird. You don't have a timer? What's wrong with you? Okay? So you go out and get a fake one, and you can trick any bitch. So it just explores every avenue, and I like to see movies like
that. Wait, let me set this to that's 3 minutes.
That's a good... That's a good right. That's a good point.
All right, it's a pretty cool plot.
Let's go ahead and...
Wait, beer cans, beer cans. Out of 12.
Yeah, beer cans.
Out of 12, I'll give it a solid 9.
Woo! Oh, I might have good. To see it then.
I have to see timer. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and ask... Puke, because we already asked him the question, he didn't answer it, so he knows.
But he said he knows now.
He knows
the answer. I know two of the movies I watched.
Just one.
But check it out. We're going to ask him this question, and we're going to end our film categories. We don't got very much time. We're going to go into our questions after that, all right? So, Puke, go ahead and answer that question.
Okay. I watched two movies with my son. One was Underworld Awakening, and the other one is... Resident Evil, the newest one.
Oh, yeah.
Those two. I watched both of them. Of the two, didn't really care for either of them. But if I had to pick one of the two to watch, it would have been The Underworld. The Resident Evil just didn't do it for me.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and on The Underworld, I'm still only going to give it like a 4 beer can.
Kate Beckinsale.
You know what I mean?
She's a hot little vampire. I got to disagree with you because I think Mia's hotter. And
I don't.
Honestly... You know, The Underworld was way more gay. It was so stupid.
Way more gay.
Really? I thought it was a cooler plot with the hybrid kids and shit.
The hybrid kids, come on. We got fucking lycans, fucking vampire hybrid. I've seen lycans and vampires, you know what I mean? Yeah, totally.
Because I have not.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I live in the real world.
I wasn't being sarcastic at all.
All
right,
you know
Mr. Pete, what movies did you see
this week? I said we're going to end it right there. Yeah,
we said he said... Hey, I thought we were going to spend a little more time on questions this week. You want me to go into the movie? I'll go into the movie.
No, let's do
questions. I got movies.
Let's do questions.
All right, this comes from Caitlin V.
That sounds like a girl.
Probably is.
Oh, sweetie.
That's
I
the first girl who's ever talked to you?
I totally like chicks.
All the movies coming out in 2013, which do you want to see the movie?
I think we answered this question like fucking last
week.
Every
fucking week we get this question, and every fucking week we give our own answer.
Can I go first,
though? Every week it's new movies coming out.
Can I go first, though?
Don't be a dick.
Can I go first?
No, fuck that.
Can I go first?
Yes, please, please.
I actually saw a preview, like, fucking...
Minutes before we did this.
Yeah, minutes before we did this.
Seconds.
Jack the Giant Killer... The new preview I just saw?
You want to see that?
Dope.
You want to see that the most out of 2013?
It looked dope. No, I don't want to see it the most.
All right. The most is the question.
The most I want to see? Iron Man 3. Fuck it.
Wow. All right.
Iron Man 3. I like the Iron Mans.
I have a dosis here. I'm going to tell you. All right, man.
Make it short and not fucking elaborate.
I'm a little jaded here because apparently we're in a highly technological society. They can make any motherfucking shit look good.
This is going 25 fucking minutes, so...
Are we kidding? Hansel and Gretel?
You want to
Jack
see...
the Giant Slayer? These are movies? This is the same shit over and over retold. Get out of here.
So it's, what movie it's a do movie. You want?
Have you ever seen Jack and the Beanstalk in a movie?
Yes.
No. When?
When I was 10.
You're a liar because I've never seen
it. I've seen it in a fucking cartoon.
I've never
ass
seen
movie.
A cartoon. I said a movie, not a cartoon.
This is basically a cartoon ass movie with CGI.
All right, answer the question.
Everything's CGI, you fat.
Right. Well,
answer the question.
Do something new.
Answer the question. What movie do you want to see in 2013 that you've seen previously?
Star Trek, maybe?
I'm gonna have to go with that. I like Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek was dope. Yeah.
Okay. What about you there, Puke?
You know, I kind of just take them as they come. And
I heard that about you.
Yeah. The newest one coming out that I think, like, I'd be interested in seeing.
The most.
I don't even know the fucking name of it now. It's the one with the aliens and the...
Damn it, I was going to say that.
We just talked about it earlier.
Dark skies.
Yeah. It's like all, you know, she's like, the security company comes and says, like, all 8 of your sensors went off at exactly the same time.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
This one looks fucking awesome.
It was really cool when the kid was out there like, oh.
Yeah, his eyes were all in fucking bulge.
It looks scary, but...
So the most out of 2013, you want to see that movie.
Yeah, because I'm into scary fucking
movies.
I'm still waiting for the fucking day where there's a movie that just scares the living fucking shit
out of me. I think you're going to be sad.
It hasn't happened yet.
You brought up a good subject then. What movie...
Haven't had it happen yet. I want it to
happen.
No,
this is a question that we need to answer.
All right.
What movie all time scared you the most? It doesn't matter if it scared you a little bit.
We did this.
Yeah, we
talked about this. We never did this.
We did this exact question.
Yeah, did it not?
I said it.
Not Living Dead.
It.
Slash.
I said The Exorcist when I was young and The Ring.
Yeah, we already answered this question.
Go ahead. Alidosis, real quick.
Movie, scared the shit out of me. Captain Sleeper's mom, me, and a porno.
Alright. Whiskey P, then.
It. I already answered the question.
It. Okay, me. Candyman.
I'll say it.
Who said it? Oh, you said Poltergeist and then changed
it. Yeah, it was it, yeah.
Pet Sematary.
Alright.
Next turn of the letter again.
You said Pet Sematary, and I was like, yeah, I actually have a
question. Next question.
Same as Pukes.
We gotta wrap it up pretty quick.
So, my 2013 movie that I'm so excited to see, Man of Steel.
Whatever.
You would.
Another movie.
You like that super dick in your butt. But anyway.
Whatever.
Anyway, we didn't ask that.
I know, but I did, and it was a good one to watch with your kid, like your son. And my son fucking loved it, and I didn't. And I'm gonna. You guys are gonna laugh your ass off when I say it, but Real Steel about the fucking
you. I've seen that years ago.
Hey, Wolverine's
years
a boxer.
Ago. Years
Wolverine's
ago.
The bo- like yeah, fighting the robots.
Rocking song and robots,
dude.
Hugh
badass
Jackman.
Movie.
This
is a badass
Wait
movie.
For it.
Talk about
Wait
watching
for
with
it.
Your sons. I got two daughters. Loved it.
Yeah. Hey, my movie is great for your kids.
My fucking son loves it. The little boy, he'll still watch it all the time.
I'm telling you right now,
I had to buy it.
I did not mind sitting there watching it with him.
It was pretty
good. It's kind of like the other ones in that category that
watch
for
me
are like fucking.
Watch me.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like,
good movie.
I can sit there and watch Jurassic Park with him.
Super entertaining.
Real Steel. And,
Real Steel was dope.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. That was dope. All
right.
I
like
it. I give Real Steel 10.
I'll give it a 10 too.
I'll give it a motherfucking 12.
No,
wow.
Straight up. That's like
straight
a perfect movie. That's
that,
perfect
that
movie.
Means you own it and you fucking bought the Blu-ray.
I own it.
Straight
so
up.
I have to give it a 10.
No, that means you bought the
kids
Blu-ray.
Loved it.
Yeah,
I
the
love
Blu-ray.
It. I don't see how you could sit there and watch a movie and not love it more.
Alright, so
I just don't.
It really was.
It
like,
was.
It was
good.
A sleeper because like I didn't. I was like, fuck. My son wanted to watch
fully
it.
Enjoyed
it.
You know how it happened?
I was like, man. This movie's actually good.
I gotta tell this story. So, my fucking homie rented the movie, let me borrow it. My kid loved it. I was like, this is a pretty good movie. He made me fucking buy it because he loved it so much. I wanna watch the robot movie. I wanna watch the robot movie. I had to fucking go buy the movie because he loved it so much. He would watch it every day for like 3 months.
It's better.
All right, Token Square, you said you gave it a 10, which means you bought it. DVD copy.
I got it.
But Alidosius, you gave it a 12, which means you went out and you paid $25 to buy a Blu-ray copy.
Shit, that would make me a dumb
what
motherfucker.
What I'm saying
winning,
though is that that's what a 12 means.
Go ahead and DL anything.
You
that's
can't DL Blu-ray quality. Are you
I
tripping?
Can't.
No, you can't.
Do you know who you're talking to?
That means okay.
Do you have it Blu-ray quality?
Next.
No, I don't.
Okay, there you go. So next.
But can I get it?
Next question.
Probably not.
Go.
What a 12 means is that you...
Next question.
What a 12 means is you were sticking in my mommy's butthole.
Well, then I got a 12.
Well, I'll give it a 12 too.
I'll give it a 12, man.
This question comes...
I was there, he was there, and he was there. It was loose by the time he got in.
All right, what's the next question? Come
this
on.
This question comes from Jennifer M. You guys have been...
Why is it all chicks? I love that. I love... Ladies, I love you.
Because he doesn't answer the guy questions because they scare him.
They scare. No, because he fucking texts the guys back and he.
He answers them personally with a picture of himself naked and shit.
Do you like this?
You guys have been doing the podcast for almost 2 months. Do you have any best moments from it yet?
Oh man,
probably.
I can't call any.
Fucking 40 hours removed away. That's a great moment.
That's a great moment in podcast.
It was pretty great when I fucking talked to Whiskey P here, and he was like, "So 40 ants is staying in Hawaii," and I'm like, "Like forever?" And he's like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "Fuck that faggot." That was pretty fucked up.
Well, my favorite moment is a deleted fucking moment.
Nine
is
when
Issues and Barfly fought.
I wasn't here for that, but I wish I was.
I wasn't either because I left because Barfly
would have gotten his ass whooped.
Slash Barfly number one.
But Issues.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, so that was Issues beat the shit out of Barfly, and that was one of my best moments.
I gotta agree with you. That was one of my best moments too, because that's real shit that happened in front of everybody.
All right. Aladosis and Puke making out, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, they are.
Anyway.
You guys done making out? Aladosis.
You got a best moment?
Best moment so far with the podcast.
Put my dick in your mouth.
I remember that.
Next so question. He has no special moment. All right. This comes
special,
from
bitch.
Andrea.
You're live, ain't you?
Andrea M. Best soundtrack of a movie. Good question. Very good question. Go with you, Puke. Best soundtrack of a movie.
Best soundtrack of a movie.
All time?
21 Jump Street.
Really?
Has a good fucking soundtrack.
That is a good soundtrack. Alright, what about you, Aladosius? Best soundtrack of a movie.
The Fountain.
The Falcon?
The Fountain. The Fountain.
Fountain.
That's a good movie.
Clint Mansell. He also did,
I can't name it, too.
The Wayne's Brother guy.
White Chicks?
No.
Senses?
You guys wouldn't know this one.
Alright.
I want to say it's like Clockwork Orange
That's old school.
When you think about it, just let us know. Whiskey P.
Days Infused.
Days Infused?
That was pretty good. I listened to it the other day.
Alright, what about you, Token Square?
I like Kill Bill.
Best soundtrack?
Oh, best soundtrack, though. Ever?
Yeah.
Ever. Gridlocked.
Gridlocked.
I found it. It's Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, yeah.
He also did the soundtrack for Requiem for a Dream. Clint Mansell is a motherfucking musical genius.
Requiem for a Dream was a dope-ass soundtrack. I'll give him that.
I'm going to say Jurassic Park.
As a soundtrack?
Soundtrack, reason being, is because every time you hear
that...
I'm
going to have to watch it again now.
Every time you hear that music, what do you think of?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Exactly. You think of a dinosaur.
Well, then I'm going to have to say Transformers. Because every time I hear...
No, that's not a soundtrack,
I think Transformers.
That's not a soundtrack that was original.
Robots in disguise.
No.
But you know what? Django had a pretty good fucking soundtrack.
It did.
Yeah, but if you listen to Tupac, you're going to think of Django.
No, if I listen to Tupac, I'm thinking Gridlocked. Gridlocked. Hey,
that's exactly my point.
Who owned the Gridlock soundtrack? You did?
Oh my god.
I did. Who else did?
Okay, my point is...
It's a good soundtrack.
My point is, my soundtrack...
It's got Queen Latifah in her best. It's got the
Driver
in her best.
Drive, I mean. Great soundtrack.
Okay, but my point is that when you hear that music, you think automatically Jurassic Park.
So
when
who's, you, all right, who's all right, this question right. from anyway?
We got
this,
your answers.
This came
Jackie
from
Brown's
Andrea.
Another one then. Along the
sound. It's all chicks today, isn't it?
Well, I'm saying we got your answer on that one.
That's right.
We're gonna do more questions this time.
So basically, if you're not a chick, don't email us.
Yeah.
Next question.
And right. Email us with naked pictures.
And if you are a chick,
Sleeper doesn't like them.
Yes, please. Please include photos.
We already answered this question, Sarah, but I'll read your question because you
sound
us.
Sexy. Anyway, go ahead. Let's go.
For the 14th of February,
Sarah,
what are you getting your wife or girlfriends? Which we already answered.
It's
so.
A dick in a box, anyway.
Hey, rewind 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Next.
Excellent question.
Next.
Okay.
Sarah, I'll get you something too.
My girlfriend.
Sarah, will you be my Valentine? All right, next. Let's go.
The bullshit, and I have got you a dick in
a
box.
I have a question. Referring to movies again.
Alright, Sarah.
Have any of you guys seen Expendables 2?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome fucking movie.
Oh, well.
You think it was...
That's your question.
I loved it.
That, that was a great question.
Let's go back to our listener's question.
No, listener's question because...
I've been off all week with Puke, pneumonia.
Yeah, Puke obviously still has pneumonia because he doesn't know how to ask a question. Next question.
All right.
That wasn't a question. That was a statement.
I feel like...
Let's fucking go.
We need to step it up a bit because, again, in this... time and place in the world, they can make anything look good, alright? Did Expendables have a good plot?
No. Sure.
Any motherfucking thing is entertaining to watch, but does it go the extra mile?
No.
Does it...
What was the last movie you watched with a great plot?
Karate kicked a knife into his... It was badass.
I've seen that in real life on the goddamn street.
Oh, you didn't see anybody hold my knife and then some other dude kick it into his chest.
All right. Next question. I did.
That's debatable. Okay.
We don't talk to police.
Have you seen that Mutombo commercial where the guy just
that
fucking,
is dope.
Fucking blocks the shit?
Yeah.
Happy the Mutombo blocking a shot.
Who's happy or not today?
No, it was the better one was fucking the Mountain Dew Code Red where the guy comes out of the stands and blocks the dude's dunk. That was the best commercial ever.
Alright, this question comes from Nicole M. Which podcast out right now do you like the most?
This one.
Are you kidding, Nicole? If you're asking that question, you're really not a fan.
Yeah, this is our podcast.
You, out of all the girls that ask questions, are at the bottom of the list right now.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah, please go ahead, Aladocious.
All right, listeners, I don't want to, you know, downplay our show.
I'm cutting you out of this
podcast. But there was this show... And I'm gonna cut you out of your mama's wheel.
So the last time you heard Mocha Aladocious was tonight. And anyway, so anything before you go?
It should be okay because this show happened like
we're
3 or 4 years ago. Okay, what you want to do? The funniest motherfucker on radio. I'll give it up to my man T Man. All right, go Google the T Man show. Right. And listen to his motherfucking podcast.
Well, you're fucking up.
And these are like 3 to 4 years ago. This motherfucker's retired. He ended on a high note, Seinfeld style. So good luck.
Yeah.
But right. Check out the team, man. He's dope.
So that's
big boy.
So that's the last you heard of Aladocious. So our next question comes from his name is our favorite brother-in-law. When did you guys come out of the closet, and how did your families feel? That's the question.
All right, well, Captain, can you answer that question for
us? Sounds like he's asking for advice.
He might be.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
We are not experienced in this area.
He's asking all of us.
Yeah, no, he's asking you.
We're not faggots, so we'll defer this question to you.
Don't refer to me, because we're going to go around the table here. Are we starting with?
So we can start
with me.
That's the last question.
Let's go.
Start with me.
Let's do it.
Okay. I'll answer it, since I already know, like, straight up, that fucking Captain's not going to tell you. when Captain came out of the closet, it was February 14th of 2006.
It was Valentine's Day.
It was a massacre, because his asshole was bloody.
I was in
his wife and tried to bring him a Valentine's gift, and pulled out the pussy, and he was like, you know, that dildo I bought you last night? Could you put it on? And
about to get down.
That's the first time
he
sucked a dick
in his pants
in front of an audience because I was wondering why he called us all over. And
I wasn't there.
I take that back. I was in Japan in that time.
Yeah. Oh well.
Hey,
it's all legal there.
Hey, so via Skype, we were all watching this go down. And since then, he's been just, you know, fabulously.
Oh, what the fuck ever.
Out of the closet.
Let's move on
you just see
answer.
The shit that's in his closet, actually. We want to take it out.
Why are we wearing stickers on his hat?
Hey, he has stickies over his nipples right now, and he's wearing a shirt. I don't understand.
Pasties.
I'm just going to say,
fuck you.
I ain't no faggot for letting you suck my dick. You's a faggot for sucking it.
Alright, we're gonna end this our podcast.
Oh, wait, come on, hold on.
No. If you're gonna talk
all right, guys.
Same shit.
And as of today, we are out.
toast to your mom.
Hey,
tell her I said what's up.
Well,
and we
and for Captain Sleeper to your dad
and Chris Stoner. Good luck, bro. All
right.